AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue.
We haven't seen this level of rain in the Lowcountry in 1,000 years.
South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley is telling people in her state to stay at home. Heavy flooding has rescue crews scrambling.
We unfortunately have had 3 fatalities through this weather event so far. And we are looking at swift water rescue teams are really very much at play here.
South Carolina has gotten the worst of this weather system along the East Coast, and South Carolina climatologist Mark Malsik says it's not over.
We're anticipating another 2 to 6 inches of rain from Columbia to Myrtle Beach, and we're not anticipating any significant clearing or sunny skies until Tuesday.
Flooding has been a problem as far north as New Jersey. Rescuers spotted floating debris in an oil sheen as crews continued an intensive search off the southeastern Bahamas for a U.S. cargo ship with 33 people on board. It has been missing since Thursday. It was caught up in Hurricane Joaquin. Defense Secretary Ash Carter says there will be a thorough and transparent investigation into the deadly bombing of a clinic run by Doctors Without Borders in Afghanistan.
They are a very important part of the world's work today and of making a better world and keeping people safe.
22 people were killed in Kunduz. It's not clear yet who is responsible for the bombing. Families of victims of the Oregon Community College shooting and at least one survivor were at a tearful church service in Roseburg. Lacey Scroggin survived. She was in the front row at New Beginnings Church of God. Her father is the pastor. 9 people were killed at the school. The gunman took his own life. Iraq's prime minister has declared the heavily fortified Green Zone in Baghdad open to all his citizens for the first time in 12 years. This is AP Radio News. At the Vatican, Pope Francis opened a meeting of the world's bishops. The topic, the family. The Pope asserted marriage is a bond between man and woman. He insisted that the church cannot be swayed by passing fads or popular opinion. But in an acknowledgement that marriages fail, the Pope said the church is also a mother who doesn't point fingers or judge her children. The New Jersey Shore's giant wood and tin elephant, Lucky, a Lucy, needs a trunk lift. The 134-year-old tourist attraction near Atlantic City needs to have some crumbling wood replaced, along with a new coat of paint. The cost of the work to the National Historic Landmark isn't peanuts, so the small group that runs and maintains Lucy in New Jersey is using crowdfunding websites to get the money. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.